Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting second. The center fielder, Lee May. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Dillard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy Aaron. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Uecker. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Cliff Cook. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jay Hook. And now, play ball. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball four. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cook fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball four. Thomas moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. Hickman moves to second. One out. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is walked intentionally. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Sparn reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aaron. The throw from Sherry and he is safe. Aaron steals second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Aaron scores. It's 3-0, Braves. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard is hit by the pitch. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker is 0-for-1 in the game. Uecker takes first base on ball 4. Don Rowe now pitching. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-1 in the game. Menke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Uecker moves to third. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sparn hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sherry juggles the ball. That's an error on Sherry. Uecker scores. Menke moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Braves. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rowe. Menke scores. Sparn moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Braves. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a pop-up towards first. Cook catches it and throws to home to double up Sparn, who tagged and tried to score. McMillan moves to second. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive towards third. Matthews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a pop-up towards third. Neil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dillard hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Aaron reaches second base with a double. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Uecker takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Menke hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, Braves. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sparn takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Don Rowe. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field. May picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on May. Taylor goes all the way around to score. Pearsall moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-1 Braves. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-2 in the game. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Mets 1. The Braves will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing second base. Sammy Taylor now catching. Galen Sisco now pitching. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cook scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Aaron reaches third base with a triple. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron scores. It's 9-1, Braves. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cannell moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Cannell moves to third. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews juggles the ball. That's an error on Matthews. Cannell scores. Fernandez moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Braves. Duke Snider pinch hits for Galen Sisco. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Fernandez moves to third. Cook moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fernandez scores. Cook scores. Snider moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-4, Braves. Ron Pitch now pitching. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snider scores. Taylor moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, Braves. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Taylor moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-for-3 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Neal reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. Pearsall scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-7, Braves. Claude Raymond now pitching. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Uecker settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Uecker. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Neal scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-8, Braves. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Thomas hits a line drive towards third. Matthews reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Mets 8. The Braves will come to bat. Duke Snider now playing center field. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Bob Uecker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uecker is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Uecker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Menke takes first base on ball 4. Claude Raymond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raymond is hit by the pitch. Menke moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. May hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Mets 8. The Mets will come to bat. Mac Jones now playing center field. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dillard. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Hickman moves to third. Tim Harkness pinch hits for Cliff Cook. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raymond fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snider hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Mets 8. The Braves will come to bat. Tim Harkness now playing first base. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Aaron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Matthews is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bubba Morton pinch hits for Don Dillard. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Aaron hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Mets 8. The Mets will come to bat. Bubba Morton now playing left field. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Ken McKenzie. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cranepool. The throw from Uecker and he is safe. Cranepool steals second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Neal strikes out. 1 out. Tony Kloninger now pitching. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cranepool moves to third. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cannell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. It's Braves, 9, Mets, 9. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Mets 9. The Braves will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Norm Larker pinch hits for Bob Uecker. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first, with Bearnerth covering, for the out. 1 out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Menke hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Torre pinch hits for Tony Kloninger. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Mets 9. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Torre now catching. Lou Burdett now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. Harkness hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Mets 9. The Braves will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman now catching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Jones reaches second base with a double. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jones moves to third. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Aaron is walked intentionally. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Mathews is walked intentionally. Aaron moves to second. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 0-for-1 in the game. Morton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones scores. Aaron scores. Mathews moves to third. Morton moves to second. It's 11-9, Braves. Tommy Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Aaron hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Burdett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burdett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Mets 9. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Snider strikes out. One out. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Moran pinch hits for Larry Bierneth. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 11. And New York Mets, 9. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.